Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. When friends are laughing and playing, it can look so fun to join in. We might feel excited to see what they're doing, and just a little fluttery inside as we wonder if we can play too. Sometimes we watch for a bit, thinking about what it would be like to join. And sometimes we take a brave step closer to find out. This story is about Leo the lion, who feels that way today. The sun is shining through the trees. Birds are singing a song. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Leo the lion is walking his favorite trail. When he turns the corner, his ears perk up. He hears friends laughing up ahead, giggles, running feet, and silly voices. He follows the sounds until he hears his friends playing. Zara the zebra is standing by a tall tree, her hooves covering her eyes. One, two, three, she calls loudly. Behind a big rock, Ella the elephant crouches low, trying not to let her trunk wiggle. Milo the monkey is up high in a tree, trying to hold very still. Leo peeks from the edge of the trail and smiles. They're playing hide-and-seek jungle, he whispers. He loves that game. Leo takes a few steps closer, leaves crunch under his paws. He can hear Zara counting higher. 7, 8, 9. Leo stops. It looks so fun. His friends hiding and laughing together. He wants to play too, but his tummy feels fluttery. He feels nervous. How do I ask? What if they say no? He takes a deep breath. His heart feels warm and a little jumpy. He looks at his friends again, laughing, running, smiling. Then Leo remembers what his grown-up always says. I can join and play too. He knows that if he wants to play, he can ask. So Leo takes one more big breath. Then he walks toward his friends and says in his brave, kind voice, can I play too? Zara waves. Yes, we'd love for you to play. Milo points toward a bush. Come hide with me. Ella giggles. Hurry, Leo, find a hiding spot. Leo's tummy still feels fluttery, but now it's the excited kind. He smiles. Okay, let's go. They hurry to a good hiding spot together. Leo whispers to himself, proud and calm. I can join and play too. The friends play hide-and-seek jungle together. Found you! Echoes through the jungle again and again. Just then, a bright yellow butterfly flutters past. Ella points up. A butterfly! Milo giggles. Let's fly like butterflies too! They flap their arms and twirl through the jungle. Fly, fly like a butterfly! Leo calls out laughing. Zara swoops low. Milo spins in circles. Ella's trunk wiggles as she flaps. The butterfly floats higher and higher, and the friends laugh as they chase it with their eyes. Then, still giggling, they tumble back to the tree, smiling and out of breath. Now it's Leo's turn to count and find his friends. He covers his eyes and starts counting. 1, 2, 3. Then he pauses. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees someone walking along the trail. It's Hugo the hippo. Hugo stops and looks towards the trees, where his friends are hiding and giggling. He smiles a little, then stands quietly by the trail. Leo watches for a moment. He remembers that fluttery feeling in his tummy, the one he had before he asked to join. And he knows just what to do. Hi, Hugo, Leo calls kindly. Do you want to play hide-and-seek jungle with us? Hugo looks up. But I don't know how, he says a little unsure. Leo holds out his paw. That's okay. Come count to 10 with me, and then we can find everyone who's hiding. Hugo's face brightens. Okay, he hurries over beside Leo. Together, they continue counting. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9:10, ready or not, here we come. They peek behind trees and giggle through the leaves. Look, Zara's stripes, Hugo whispers. And there's Milo's tail, Leo points, laughing. Ella's trunk pokes out from behind a rock, and the friends can't stop giggling. Laughter fills the jungle as Leo and Hugo peek behind trees, calling, "Found you!" together. When everyone comes running back to the tree, they're smiling and out of breath. Leo looks around at all his friends and says, "It's more fun with more friends." The end. When we see friends laughing and playing, we usually want to join the fun. But sometimes we pause and wonder, how do I join in? How do I ask? Like Leo, we can take a deep breath and use our brave voice to say, "Can I play too?" And when we do, something wonderful can happen. We get to be part of the fun and help someone else feel welcome too. Because sometimes another friend is waiting for an invitation. And when we include them, it makes their hearts and ours feel warm inside. Leo felt proud and happy to be part of the fun. And inviting someone in makes the game even better, because it really is more fun with more friends. Let's say it together. Ready?
Ready.
I can join and play too.
Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.